This is a life-changing message from New Life Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. There is a light in the day. And now, let's join Bishop Avi Hillier.
Whether you're joining us now, let's welcome our national audience. Open your Bibles now to Hebrews, the first chapter, and the 14th verse, 13th, 14th verse. Go there with us, and we'll start our seminar tonight. And, of course, you know we got three nights to do this, but I want to start tonight, and we'll continue on Thursday and Friday. Several weeks ago, I was at Pastor Rowe's church, and while there, before he introduced me, his wife got up. He and his wife's whole family got up, and they were talking about how we have been a blessing in their lives. And you've heard the testimony about one time when I was in our airplane, and we were at 43,000 feet and experienced total electrical failure. Both engines went out, and the plane was falling. I mean, it's seriously falling. One guy asked me one time, he says, I wonder what that was, what that's like. I said, you don't want to experience that. You don't want to experience that. You're saying that. You don't want to experience that. So the plane is falling. And to me, that's no time to panic. You panic and you get scared, you end up on the front page or the newspaper. So what Marla was saying, Marla Rowe, what she was saying was that she heard me in that hour of crisis calling on my angels. And she said it was with such confidence. She said she didn't know what to do. She just started saying whatever I said. Right, yeah. Well, now the end result, of course, you know I'm here.
Right. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, when she said that, now the Lord has told me, he says, I want you to teach people faith like you learned it.
Yes.
So this for the past year or so, I've been going over how I learned faith, and I'm teaching people faith like I learned faith.
Amen.
And when I was learning faith, I got a revelation on angels. And that's what I'm going to teach you these next three nights. I'm going to teach you faith for angelic participation.
Yeah.
So you will have confidence in the angels that have been assigned to you. Everybody say angels have been assigned to me. I need my water. Y'all. Angels have been assigned to me. Now in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 says, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now look at verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So that means the Bible is saying now that angels have been sent to minister to you and for you. Now listen now. The Bible was not written in chapters and verses like that. That was later added by the translators. So this thought flows on to the next verse, the next chapter, chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, in other words, it is connecting what he just said about angels. So this is in the context of angels being assigned to minister for us.
Right.
All right. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard.
Right.
Heard about who? Heard about angels.
Right.
All right. Lest at any time we should let them slip. In other words, if I don't maintain a revelation on angels, I'm going to let it slip.
Yeah, right.
All right, watch this now. Watch this. All right. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's saying if we don't have a revelation on angels, we will not be able to escape the hard places of life.
Wow.
I don't think you heard me.
Yeah.
It says now, see the revelation, he says, you cannot afford to let the revelation on angelic participation right. slip. If you get any revelation, you got to get this revelation that you have angels assigned to your life. They have been assigned and they are ready to go to work for you right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. He says, so he says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? All right. Now, traditionally, you hear people saying that how are we going to escape the wrath of God if we neglect being born again? I'm not going to argue with that illumination. But the translation of this particular interpretation of this particular passage is he's saying you will not be able to escape the difficulties of life if you do not have a revelation on angels. Now watch this now. I want you to, everybody say, stay with him. Now, so that's why, and I've had many encounters with angels, and I just thought everybody knew, but everybody don't.
Right.
Are you listening to me? And so I want you to have such confidence that you know God has assigned angels to help you, watch this, in every area of your life. Everybody say every area. All right, now go with me to the Bibles and look at some passages. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3:20, because this first thing I want to deal with now, I really want to deal with to be radical. We've been talking about being radical tonight. I had this radical desire, radical motivation, because I understand my God can do anything. Yeah. Everybody say he's able. Yeah, he's able. But then we want to connect this because he does it through his agents, angels.
Yes. That's good.
Come on. Okay. I gotta put it together now. The Bible says that angels do his pleasure.
Right.
What is his pleasure? The scripture says the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So if angels are doing his pleasure, angels are involved in bringing the prosperity into your life.
What you say?
Amen, amen. They're involved in that. So when it comes to God doing the supernatural things, I know he can.
Yeah.
Why? Because I know he's able.
Right.
And I know his agents are the angels that carry out his pleasure.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Verse 20 says, now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Another passage in Psalms 15. I want you to go there. Psalms 115. Everybody say nothing's too hard for God. Yeah, see, I got to get an understanding of this realm, this angelic realm. In 1600s, when the microscope, microscope was discovered, they had an opportunity now to look into a whole nother world of microbiology. And they could see germs and viruses and all of that. And it changed how they would deal with health. So it is, when I look into the word of God and I look into the realm of the spirit, where angels are and demons are and God is, when I look into that realm, I change.
Yeah.
Because there's more to life than what I physically see.
Right. Come on.
Yes. Amen, amen. Now, God wants to do some radical things for us. It's in the word, all right? Look there in verse 12. It says, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. I'm in Psalms 115, verse 12. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Watch this. He will bless them that fear the Lord, that reverence him, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You what?
And your children.
Everybody say that's talking about me. All right, watch this. Now, what we're going to learn is angels have been assigned to carry out the will of God. So this more and more is not all on your shoulders. When you know how to commission your angels, not only will they deliver you out of tough situations, but they will deliver to you the increase that you're supposed to have. All All right, watch this, watch this. There in Psalms 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall what? Be in his house. Everybody say wealth and riches are supposed to be in my house. Now, where did I go? I went through all of this because I want you to see clearly that it's the will of God for you to be blessed. Right. So as we approach the whole blessing concept, I understand it's not something I have to work out by myself.
Right.
That I have angelic partners to help me. Third John 2. So it's the will of God for me to increase. Will of God for me to be blessed. He satisfies me with long life. It's the will of God for me not to be worried and not to be stressed out. It's the will of God for me to prosper and be in health. Yeah, and be in health. Now, you say, well, what an angel got to do with that? Well, I'm introducing it tonight. But angels are involved with healings. All right, now remember, I think it's John chapter 5, where this man at the pool was waiting on the troubling of the water. Because the scripture says, at a certain time, the angel came down and troubled the water. And whoever stepped first in the water got healed. Now, Jesus didn't argue with the concept. It was obvious that they had seen healing take place because there was a whole lot of folk waiting for the... I'm telling you, your angel got healing in his wing. Y'all like that one? Y'all like that one? All right, watch this. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and what?
Be in health,
even as thy soul prosper. So, right. So, I clearly understand this now. Now, go with me in your Bibles to Psalms 103. We are studying this whole idea of angels. I have to have a possibility of a possibility mentality. I have a possibility mentality of faith because I have this belief in the word of God that angels have been assigned to help me. The first scripture we read, they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are heirs of salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, where the hell did you go? Psalms 103. Let's look at this now because I got to have you understanding you got an angel with you right now. Now, he may not be doing anything, but he's with you. We're going to get that. We're going to get to that when you... All right, watch this. Verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength. All right, so watch this. That means they're not little fat, naked babies with a bow and arrow. That they're going to be on the Valentine candy next month. They excel in strength. Everybody say excel in strength. All right, watch this, watch this. It says, they excel in strength and do his commandments. They carry out the will of God, hearkening to the voice of his word. In other words, when voice is given to the word, they go to work. See, now this is the word of God, but it has no voice. It only has voice when I give it voice. But when I give it voice, angels go to work. Now that's why this week we're going to be talking about how you need to control your tongue. A lot of your angels are confused.
Come on, work it out.
Hallelujah. All right, watch this, watch this. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts. They're talking about angels. Ye ministers of his that what? Do his pleasure. Now go to Psalms 34. You got to have a revelation that you got angels. Now, I'm not saying these angels are your servants and you arrogantly can tell them to go do this, to go do that. No. Right. They're here to assist you in receiving from God the things you ought to receive.
Right.
All right? So look there with me in verse 7. It says, the angel of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and delivereth them. I was like, y'all can't read. An amplified, it says, and the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, who revere and worship him with awe. Anybody worship the Lord? Anybody in here reverence the Lord?
Yes.
Well, according to this word, you got an angel.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Watch this. Watch this. He's encamped.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, he ain't going nowhere.
Come on, right. Come on, Bishop. That's good.
I mean, right now, see, remember when the servant went out one day and said, he looked out and saw that Elisha was surrounded by all of the enemy. And he says, oh, master, what we're going to do? And he said, open his eyes. He told the servant, they have more with us than with them.
Right.
Right. Right. Servant said, 1, 2, I don't see. And he said, Lord, open his eyes. When the Lord opened his eyes, he saw a host of angels all around. I'm saying if the Lord opened your spiritual eyes and you could see the night, you'd see that we are not in this place alone.
Yes, sir.
We're not. You got an angel. You have angels encamped round about you. So now everywhere you go and everywhere you be, you got angels following you. So it was no big deal for me to call on my angel because he's with me in the air. Why? Because the Bible says he encamps. He don't just come and go. He stays with me. The person that said my angel stays with me too. He stays with me. He don't go anywhere. And he's strong. He's mighty. Healing in his wings. He's with me. Everybody say, I'm telling you, you got to get the faith in because your angel is going to deliver the will of God into your life.
Yes.
I can't get it all out tonight, but I'll just do the best I can. All right. So my confidence in my angels is because I understand the ability of God to work. I understand the accuracy of his word. I believe his word. I understand the account of witnesses, people's testimonies. But more than that, angels do his will. Angels do his will. Everybody say, do his will. Do his will. All right, now. So then, when we look in the Bible, man, you'll be amazed. Look at all the heroes of faith had encounters with angels. All of them. No. You go look at the Bible. You see all of them. Moses is talking to an angel, and Abraham's talking to an angel, and Daniel's talking to the angel. Shadrach, Meshach, he's dealing with the angel. Everybody. Because they had a revelation.
Yeah, that's good.
Come on, Dad.
Oh, you listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Now you go into the New Testament. Watch this. You go to the New Testament and you see angels again. Mary and Joseph.
Right.
Angel come talk to them.
Yes.
Amen. Now I'm going to be a little messy here. Got to be a little messy here. The angel had to talk to Joseph.
Right.
Come on now.
Concerning Mary. Maybe you need to send your angel. Talk to your boo. Okay. Get serious.
You working it.
Let's get back serious. All right. Jesus had many encounters with angels. Remember when Peter pulls out his sword, cuts this guy out. Jesus picked the guy's ear and said, Peter, put that down.
Right.
Man, I'm not in trouble. He said, you know, I could pray to my Father right now.
Right. Yes.
And he would send 12 legions of angels.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you listen to me.
Yes, sir.
And remember when Jesus prayed in the garden, the Bible says, and an angel appeared strengthening him.
Yes.
Amen. So when I look in the Bible, I see it's common. It's common for you to have angelic encounters.
Yes.
You may not always see them, but you've got to always know that they are present. Watch this. And ready to go to work. Everybody say ready to go to work. Okay. Now, so what we're going to learn this week, we're going to learn how angels help us with supernatural revelations.
Okay.
Everybody say supernatural revelation.
Supernatural revelation.
When Jacob had this idea that produced the spotted and speckled cows. He credits it to an angel.
Right.
He said, the reason I'm doing this is because an angel told me.
It's good. Wow.
We bought this land here in a very difficult time because the land this church is on, because an angel spoke to me. Angel came to me and said that there's an economic earthquake about to hit this city. This was back in the 80s. He says, and it's during this time I want you to expand. Don't act like everybody else. You expand.
Come on. Come on.
Then in not many days, it was on the front page of the newspaper. Economic earthquake hits Houston. But God had already told me what to do. We had been negotiating for this land at over, right at $2 million. We bought it during the economic crisis at $344,401. Everybody say, supernatural revelation. Supernatural deliverances. That's supernatural warfare. Everybody say, supernatural warfare. What we're going to learn is that when you're praying, and your prayer is being hindered, angels go to work to get your answer to you.
Yeah. That's good.
Supernatural strength. Everybody say supernatural strength.
Supernatural strength.
You know, one angel. Everybody say one angel.
One angel.
We're going to look at a case in the Bible where one angel slew 185,000 men of war.
One angel.
One.
One angel. So let me talk about an angel with no little bow and arrow. And when people saw angels, they were afraid because they, oh my God. I don't see angels all the time. I'm going to tell you that. I don't see angels all the time. The Bible says, but they do appear.
Right.
You follow me?
Right.
And every time I've seen one, he's been big. He's been big, big dude.
Right.
Well, you say, well, you saying you ain't seen no woman angel? I've never seen a woman angel. No, I've never seen them because, see, they are not really male or female. They're spirit beings.
Right. Right.
They don't procreate.
That's right. Right. That's good.
Amen. And they're always referred to in the Bible as a male gender.
Right.
So we can refer to them.
Right.
All right. But every time I've seen them, they've been huge. Yeah. You got it? When I was a boy and an angel appeared in my bedroom, called me into the ministry, told me I was to preach the gospel. That's why nobody came to talk me out of it.
Right.
I know what I saw.
Right.
I know what I heard.
Right.
And when my grandmother said to me, the Lord told me one of my grandchildren is going to preach, but I know it's not you. I put my finger, look, nine-year-old kid, back then. I know they're crazy now,
right.
But back then, you don't put your finger in no grown person.
Right.
I put my finger in her face and you go back and talk to God.
Yeah.
The mercy of God, help me. She went back, and the next day, early that morning, she's knocking on the door saying, I know it's so.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say, I got angels. Working for me. All right. They work to protect us. They work to provide for us. They work to bring us prosperity. Amen. Now, let's talk about this last part of our lesson, because we focused on the role of angels. We talked about the fundamentals of radical accomplishments. Now let's look at how we get angels to go to work.
Okay. Come on.
I thought you'd be excited about that.
Come on.
All right. Three ways. And we're going to focus on one tonight, one tomorrow night, and then another one on the final night. Number one, angels are released through my prayers.
Okay.
Everybody say through my prayers.
Through my prayers.
Yeah. Jesus says, I can pray, and the Lord will send me 12 legions.
Yeah.
Samson's daddy.
That's good.
Samson in the Bible.
Right.
His daddy said, the angel that told us about the birth that was going to happen, can you send him back to help us understand how to raise him?
Yeah.
And the Bible says, and the Lord sent him back.
My.
So my prayer life, Amen. Engages my angels. All right, number two, all right. Angels are released through kingdom proclamation. In other words, we just read that out of Psalms 103, verse 20. It says they hearken to the voice of his word. Now, we're going to get into this because it's important for us to understand the way we speak is governing how active our angels are going to be.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Amen. Everybody say,
they hearken
to the voice
of his word.
Now we're going to examine Daniel and how the angel said to Daniel, I've been on the way from the first day you prayed. I was held up in the heavenlies, but I'm here for your word.
Right.
That's it.
Amen, amen. So now that's going to help you understand what you're going to have to do so that you can have angelic participation all the time. My angels are working for me right now. My angels are talking to folk about me right now. My angels are bringing things into my hands right now. Well, how you know that? Because the Bible says so. Why? I give voice to the word.
Yes.
Now, here's this next one. Boy, you're going to like this one. You're going to really like this one. I need you to go to Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31. So angels are released through kingdom prayers, kingdom proclamations. Watch this. And kingdom pledges. Your enthusiasm overwhelms me. I'm going to give you the whole counsel. And so you'll understand that. See, I'd teach you if I didn't give you this one, too. What my pledge, that's right. My vows cause angels to go to work. Amen. What God does for one in principle, he must do for another. Can you say that?
What God
does for one in principle, he must do
for another.
All right, watch this. Look there with me in verse 8. And he said thus, well, it's in verse 7. Your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckle shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckle. If he said thus, ring streak shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring streak. This is Jacob talking to his wife about how the father has treated them.
Right.
And he said, all right, verse 9. He says, thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ringstraked, speckled, and gristle. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And he said, and I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams that leap upon the cattle are ringstraked, speckled, and gristle. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel. Watch this. Watch this. I'm the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return to the land that of thy kindred. So Jacob says, the reason the angel showed up was because of what happened at Bethel.
Right. All right.
And it was at Bethel, I think it's Genesis 28, where he vowed a vow, anointed a pillar, and the vow was, Lord, if you'll bless me, keep me in the way that I go, then I'm going to give a tenth of what I have unto you. Everybody say he made a vow.
He made a vow.
And what I'm telling you today is these three ways we release our angels.
Yeah.
I'm going to deal with all of them in detail. But Jacob said, I got my creative idea that made me successful.
Yeah.
My creative idea that caused me to be rich.
Yeah.
I got that because an angel gave me some insight. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody say my vows.
My vows.
Causes my angels. To go to work.
All right,
now go to Psalm 66. Psalm 66. See, I got to encourage you. You know, we do this every year when we have our giving periods, and we ask people, ask you to vow. Some of you hang on vow because the Bible says if you vow and don't pay, why would you look at the negative side?
Right.
Look at the positive side. That when I do vow and pay, the Bible says I can decree a thing, it'll be established unto me, and the light will shine on my path. Why look at it a negative way? No, I'm going to vow because now I understand my vow releases my angel.
Right.
Come on.
Yes.
To go to work to give me creative insight.
Yeah.
I wish I had. I think I'm preaching better than y'all receiving it this night. I don't watch this. All right. It says, verse 12, that's caused men to ride over our heads, went through the fire, through the water. Thou brought us out to a wealthy place. I'll go to thy house with burnt offerings, and I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth spoken when I was in trouble.
All right, my God. Come on, lay it out.
See, so I don't try to wait until everything is cool and everything is smooth to make my vow.
Right.
I'm radical.
Yeah.
I'll make a vow when I'm in trouble. Because I know it's going to release my angel to help get me out of my trouble.
Come on.
Hallelujah. That's why I'm confident. I'm confident that my angels will always show up.
Yes.
Why? Because I make vows and I pay my vows.
Yes. Yes.
My God, that's good.
That's good.
And like he showed up for Jacob,
yes, sir.
He's got to show up for me. All right, go to Psalm 76. Psalm 76. Yeah, while we're there, Psalm 76. Ah, yeah, I love this. All right, watch this. It says, verse 11, vow and pay unto the Lord your God, let all that be round about, and all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. Now watch this. And he shall cut off the spirit of princes. Now that spirit of princes has to do with evil forces.
Yeah.
Now how does God war against evil forces? With the good forces of the angels.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
When the angel came to David, to Daniel,
right.
He said, I've been fighting in heaven.
Right.
Who was fighting with? Hey, I had to fight against the princes of darkness
right.
So I could get the answer to you.
Right.
Your vow causes angels to get involved in spiritual warfare. He says, I'll cut off the princes, the spirit of the princes. He's terrible and king of the earth. Now, he says, this is talking about spiritual warfare. All right. Now, let me close with this. Did y'all get blessed?
Yes.
Go to Job 22. And we just opened it up tonight. I can't give you too much. You might get choked. But y'all, can y'all understand this? That you got to be so conscious of your angels that they are with you.
Come on.
Amen. Now, you don't worship an angel. Now, there's only one angel you worship, and I talk to you about him. And when he comes, he'll never do. And he'll let you know you have to worship him. But all the other angels that come, you don't worship him. Bible says you only worship them. The only one they worship was the ones that came as Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of all, Lord of hosts. He shows up. He said, take off your shoes. Get out of here. You know, this holy ground. I'm here. But for the most part, angels, we don't worship them. But what we have to understand is that they are present and ready to go to work for you. Everybody say they're ready to go to work. All right, Job 22, and we wrap it up. Any of y'all get blessed tonight?
Yes.
Job 22, I got angels. Yeah, I got angels watching over me. I'm putting my angels to work. Things are going to be accelerated.
Yeah.
Why? Because they've been sitting around waiting. I'm going to put them to work.
Yeah.
All right, verse 27, it says, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. He shall hear thee. Thou shalt pay thy vows. When I do that, what's going to happen? Thou shalt decree a thing. It shall be what?
Established
unto you. And when, what's going to happen? The light shine upon your ways. All right? Here's the thing. When I make a vow and pay it, my lips become anointed. Now, he says, you can decree it. It becomes established. It's authorized by God.
Right.
All right? Then he says, the light will shine. Well, now, that's when revelation shows up.
Yeah.
And oftentimes God will use angels to bring you revelation. Watch this. Thoughts come to your mind. Or you be, see, angels have a way of invading your dreams.
Right.
Come on.
You'll be amazed. You start looking at the Bible and an angel in his dream. And the angel said in his dream. Because angels have a way of invading your dreams to give you information and inspiration. Yea, even caution you.
Hey.
You wake up sometimes and say, I don't know, but I had that dream. That's a different kind of dream.
Right.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
All right. So I understand now the power of my vow.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
My vow brings my angel on the scene. Everybody say, my vow brings my angel on the scene to bring me revelation, to bring me inspiration.
Therefore,
I'm more than ready
to receive
all God has for me.
I'm more than ready
to tackle anything
that stands in my way.
Because I know
help is on the way.
Hey, listen, you know, I closed with this before, but I like to close with this. You ever watch an ant?
Yes, sir.
A little ant. An ant will attack something 20 times its size.
Yes, sir.
You got it? You know, I used to play with ants, you know. And grasshopper. Take the grasshopper, put him close to the ant bed. Okay, go on and judge him. Go on and judge him. And then one ant will come up and grab him. And boy, he got the hold on. Why? Because that grasshopper is trying to get loose. But that ant is not going to let him go. He hold on. And I learned something. You know why he's holding on? Because he knows help is on the way.
Come on.
Some of you may have been struggling with some things. And your angel been ready. But you didn't know how to release it. Now, after tonight, you understand your vow will release him. Watch this. Your prayers will release him. And your proclamation is going to release him. So you're going to walk out of here still holding on to your dream. Still holding on to your faith. I'm not going to let it go. Why? Help is on the way. Father, we just want to thank you for this word. It's fallen on good ground, and therefore it must produce fruit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.